Mayfair. Heartfelt sympathy to the Van Nortwick family who lost a special person who resided on a farm west of Mayfair for many years. 92-year-old Anne Van Nortwick passed away this past week. Her sons, grandson and other family members have carried on with their mixed farming operation. Over the years, Anne sent numerous greeting cards to others. She was a loving, generous, caring person all through her life. A successful snowmobile rally has put Rabbit Lake on the list of popular rallies throughout northern Saskatchewan. The Rabbit Lake District Agricultural Association would like to thank all the participants and volunteers. Winners are Brian Thompson -$5,000, Eric Boyko -$2,500, Ryan Conacher -$1,250. The 50-50 winner was Kevin Baleser, and numerous other prizes were drawn for. The weather was agreeable for all who enjoyed a well-marked, nicely groomed, hilly trail throughout the scenic Winter Prairie. Winter Isn't Over, so Hafford is hosting Milk Jug Curling, which is a pilot project that will start at 4 p.m., right after public skating, on Sunday, March 12. The cost is $10 for adults, children 6 to 12 years $5 and 5 years of age and under is free. Supper is available at the rink. This will continue into the first part of April, weather permitting. Also in Hafford, the Goldenaires Club will host a pie and coffee outing 1:30 to 3 p.m. Friday, March 24. A local baker is baking all sorts of buns, bread and tasty desserts for those choosing delicious food. April Lafrenier is no stranger, as approximately 8 years ago she and her sister owned a coffee shop in Hafford and also added catering to their business. This has been shut down and baking from home as an alternative. Her telephone number is in the phone directory under Spears. Tina and Frank Pristupa are once again proud grandparents to a bouncing baby boy. Son Matthew and Roxanne have their firstborn child 6 weeks ago. Former owner of Witkow Hotel, Annie Wanchick of North Battleford, is a great grandmother. Anne's daughter, Arinka, and Rory Jordan of Battleford, are excited first-time grandparents. Congratulations to all. In the desert, spring has sprung as baby birds are hatching and one can hear a lot more birds merrily chirping. The flowering trees are starting to shoot out buds. By April, everything will in a glorious array of splendor.